The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
All right. July 28th, 2024. It is 1:10 a.m. Another Forefathers episode. Might be the last one. Julio is infiltrating the feds. Either that, he already was a fed and he's infiltrating this podcast. But yeah, so your hours are going to be changing. So this might be the last Forefathers.
Yeah, it'll be I'll know in a little bit over a month what my new hours are going to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. You're not going to be able to be kicking it at work with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
They will fucking. They'll swoop your ass up quick. Can't be they'll dicking around. Huh?
They'll take me out from a water tower or a sloop rooftop.
Right. Secret Service. You got a couple of angry voicemails. From one of our female listeners.
A couple of them from one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was Clem. She called.
Yeah.
She called, and then she, I don't know if she thought about it and got pissed and then called back. But it was both Clem. Yeah, she's pretty riled up.
I get it. She lives in New York.
Right, right. I guess we can start with that if you want.
All right.
Let's see here. No, not that. God damn it. We got one from Carl about. Now, this is all fucked up. I haven't been on here. You know what? I think this CloudStrike thing fucked up my computer.
You know, I keep seeing that, but I have no clue what it means.
Well, it's a company based out of fucking Ukraine. It's like a software company, and they shut down all the Microsoft.
Huh.
I think it was like a test run.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of those. I mean,
yeah.
Wasn't their flights affected just like a week ago or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't fly. Fuck that. Last time I flew was coming back from Haiti.
Last time I flew, I had the Wuhan flu. China.
China. All right. I can't. Oh, my God.
Today was the FBI agent's last day at work.
Oh, today was?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, for him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you.
No, no.
When's your last day?
In August. I'm taking a couple days before to start a new job to kind of like chill.
Yeah, I get it.
Might go on a trip.
Where are you going to go?
I have no clue. It'll be something in the moment.
All right, man.
But hey, I want to. We got a couple new listeners. We gained a couple new listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The number, hey, the numbers went up a lot. The That's numbers cool. been going up. Okay, here we go. God damn, right. I was fucked in the head. 681. What is this? Okay.
You're not sharing anything yet.
I know. I can't fucking... Okay. Jesus Christ.
I think we should restart this whole damn thing.
I know, man. No, let's just fucking roll with it. Okay. I'm going to share. I'm sorry, people. This is our last Forefathers episode, which means one or both of us is fucked up.
Not me.
Now, last week, I was stone cold sober for a week. Because that was after I got busted, and I was a little depressed. I didn't say for what. May or may not have had anything to do with the podcast. They took me in. You know? And I stopped drinking for like a week. And I actually got complaints about being sober on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people tell me that I'm not a spun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, we had an inspection at work, and so I came in like laser focused, and one of my coworkers is like, "What's wrong with you? Like, your energy's so off."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I came in like super focused, you know, super sober, completely 100%, because we had this inspector. You know, like, what do you expect?
Right. Alright. Alright, here we go. This is the first one from Clem.
Hey guys, it's me again, Clem Stump. I was just listening. Actually catching up on a lot of old episodes, but I dropped my phone. I'm like usual, I'm high. But I really called for Julio this time because I heard him say that he would not want a female Secret Service member or a female to guard him. And I'm like, what the fuck, Julio? I would take a fucking bullet for you. I'd be like, you know, like Wayne Brady when that guy who's selling the cat paintings on eBay shot President Reagan to impress Jodie Foster, you know, like that fucking dude. I'd be like, that, Julio, I'll take a fucking bullet for you. Okay? So now I'm offended. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't know if I know what I'm saying because I'm fucking high. But, like, in our revolution, I'm like Che Guevara. I'm like who you want. Okay? So I'm offended that you don't want a woman bodyguard. Okay? I feel like I'd make a good one. All right. Yeah, I'm fucked up, guys.
I knew it. I blame it on the devil's lettuce.
Right. But then she called back when she wasn't high. And she was even more pissed. Hold on.
Really?
But to be fair, Clem... When you're pulling a fucking security detail, all like the four or five dudes that are around the president are supposed to be taller than him. And Trump is like fucking 6'3".
Yep.
So, I mean, I pulled security for President Clinton in 1995 in Watertown, New York. And he gave me some piss poor, I got a piss poor letter with a stamped signature. That's all I got.
Did he stain your uniform?
No. What the fuck? My name's Fox, not Lewinsky.
She's the original Haktua girl.
Right. All right.
Play the second clip.
All right, here we go.
I know I called last night and said I'd take a bullet for Julio, which I stand by that. I will take a fucking bullet for Julio. I'm fucking sober right now, guys, but it's Joe over. He dropped out, so you know what that means. Hunter 2024, let's fucking go.
It actually sounds like a fun party. I'm down for Hunter.
Right. Couldn't get any fucking worse, right?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Burn it to the ground.
Right.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Clem. I would take a bullet for you too. And
know her full name, right?
Negatory.
Clem Stump.
Okay.
I was listening to their show, and she has a new campaign motto.
What is it?
Stump, not Trump.
She needs to put that on a hat.
Right.
I'd wear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you brought up a very valid point about the security detail having to be taller. Maybe you know who I would let guard me? Big Mike, Brittany Griner, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. That's a, but I mean, even if they were tall, the one behind him was fucking hiding behind him, making herself shorter on purpose. But this whole thing could have been staged anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, does it really fucking matter? And then the director already fucking resigned.
Really? I must have missed that one. I know she was getting grilled.
Oh, they really were tearing her a Marjorie Taylor Greene was tearing her a new asshole. And so was this other chick. I don't know who this other chick was, but she was fucking hot. I mean, she was pissed. Yeah, I should have fucking got some clips of that. I think I did. I mean, while I'm in here, I might as well play Carl's. Fuck it.
Yeah.
His is about the same thing. We're still on Trump from last week. You know? Here we go.
This will be a short one for Carl's clips. Trump getting shot. What are the fucking odds? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that the whole situation happened, that it seems like they let it happen. It's just unfucking believable. Now the fact that you watch all the videos they have all over YouTube and Twitter, that he turned his head and cocked it at such an angle, and the exact second before that bullet would have fucking went and blown his head off, it's gotta be God. He didn't want him to die. Now I'm not saying Trump is holy or anything like that, but Trump was literally shot in the head. I think he lived. And then, who knows what would have happened in an alternate universe had he been killed. And the story as far as the kid, none of that shit makes sense. No internet history at all. Different accounts about how he was from his former classmates, whether he was a dork with no friends, or whether he was kind of a smug, cocky, smart-ass know-it-all. Who knows? That's it for this week. This will be a short one for Carl.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my bad.
That was an encore. Yeah, I agree 100% with Carl, man. Like, I don't know. Actually, we were talking about this at work today. Like, could it have really been staged? I think it's easier to just get shot than it is to stage something like that.
I don't know, man. I really do think it was like a fucking pro wrestling type of deal. The more I watch it and the more I hear about it, you know. Speaking of pro wrestling, did you see Hulk Hogan at the Republican convention?
Trumpomania. No, that's Macho Man. Yeah, but he was saying like Trumpomania.
He goes, "Let me tell you something, brother. I didn't want to be political. I tried to keep my mouth shut. But when they took a shot at Trump, I had to speak up, brother." And then he tore his fucking t-shirt off and it said Trump Vance 2024. Like, man, this shit is getting to be like Idiocracy, man. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, soon we're going to have a guy named Beef Supreme.
Right.
What was the name of the president in that movie? Like something Mountain Dew?
I don't fucking know, man. Hey, Trump's going to start incorporating that shit in his speeches. Watch.
His name was up.
Huh?
The president in that movie was Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Camacho.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, Trump's gonna start incorporating that shit into his speech. You know, I wasn't going to run. I wasn't going to run, but I didn't want to let down all the little Trumpsters out there. So I decided to, yeah, they shot me. They shot me in the ear, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the president of the United States again. We're going to make America great again. For all the little Trumpsters out there.
The little Trumpsters, they're the greatest group of people. Their support is huge. And they're not from China. Yeah, but they finally showed like a picture of his ear and it's like there's nothing wrong with it anymore.
I know, man. I don't know who put that out there, but yeah, I don't fucking get it. It's like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad, last week when we did our episode last week, we didn't fall for it either. You know, we were talking about how it didn't seem real. And I'm going to stand by that. We could be wrong. But something ain't fucking right. I can tell you that.
I was reading something that the did you hear about the water tower shooter?
Well, yeah, that would have been the fucking ideal spot.
So they say that's the guy that took out the rooftop shooter.
In a real situation, there would have been snipers already on that fucking rooftop. None of it makes sense, man. And the dude fucking had a rangefinder. I remember last week, I was talking about he got through the metal detector with a fucking, I forget what I said, but it was a rangefinder that he had. And it's like, at the very least, they would have took him into custody. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Fucking roaming around here looking. He had the look on his face like your typical school shooter. You know, the MK Ultra look. Roaming around with a fucking rangefinder. Like, all right, come on, man. We're taking you into custody for a little while. You can go home later. After the rally. You know?
Yeah, I was seeing another picture of another guy that they say supposedly did it. I don't know. It's awesome. I really, like, again, I go back to what I said last week. I'm glad we didn't, like, respond right away, because it's given us a lot of time to look at all the things.
And despite
what people think, we believe, you know, we question everything. Like, we question everything going on with this whole thing. We're not backing one side or the other. We're just questioning shit.
Right.
Bringing awareness.
All right, I got a clip. Wait a minute.
I got a bit of a runny nose sort of thing. I don't know if it's like allergies or whatever. So if you guys hear me sniff a lot or...
I do too right now.
I apologize.
It's because I just fucking woke up. It's my second sleep. My second waking, my forefathers.
Did you already go dig up the bodies? Put them in your cellar?
Not all the forefathers were serial killers. Just Ben Franklin. All right, check out this black dude.
Oh, okay. Can't hear it.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump. Not in that particular order, but yeah, you got Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump? You know, well, I'm a straight Democrat, but I'm for the best person.
Oh, yes,
but
sir.
Now, why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, and so I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic Party. I know that they really didn't switch during the Nixon-Southern strategy, that one became more clever than the other in dealing with black people. We the Democrats, niggas. We got away. We were the Republican friends. We was their friends, but we were the Democrats, niggas. When you look at the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, it originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan?
It did. Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written, sponsored, and voted on 100% by Republicans and not Democrats. Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So let me finish. Right. So as a kid, I remember being 6, 7 years old and seeing Donald Trump receive an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks from the NAACP. But not only that, he engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s, from rappers to Michael Jackson. So when we looked out into our culture, his face appeared many, many times. So for me to grow up now and hear the media, because before the media started saying he was racist, I never heard a black leader.
Why you wore that Trump hat in here?
Because I'm a diehard Trump.
What do you think?
I actually had seen that clip. And I agree with most of it. I've heard, you know, that Rosa Parks was staged. You know, I've also heard a couple bad things about Martin Luther King.
Well, yeah, he was kind of a pedophile.
That they weren't who, you know, like history made him out to be or whatever. So I don't know if I believe in the people that he believes in, but I definitely believe in Jesus. And I too agree with him. Like I think I paid attention, and that's why I'm willing to like form my own narratives and whatever. I don't just go with one thing or the other just because it's what my people do. You know, and it's good that he's breaking that cycle.
Yeah, man. The main thing is that he doesn't believe the fucking mainstream media. You got to form your own opinions, whether it's right or wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, think for your fucking self.
So I got dressed the other day, and I was wearing my Trump shirt and my Trump hat, And
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. I actually gave away a Trump hat to one of my friends. And then I went to a Mudhens game. And, dude, like, I kept getting stopped. I did post on, I think, on social media that I was either going to go trigger people or engage people in healthy dialogue. And that's really what happened. Like, a lot of people engaged me in a very positive manner, and those that didn't, we just talked it out. But, yeah. You know, like, if we don't engage one another in healthy dialogue, like Clem, you know, we don't agree politically, maybe, you know, on some things, but we dialogue. We give each other the chance to formulate ideas and be able to hear responses and react accordingly. You know, like, we don't wig out. I had a friend message me about it, too. She's like, oh, we're going to fight. And I'm like, no, we're not, because, for example, you like sushi and I don't, yet we could sit at the table and still have a great time. You know, this is all just used to divide us.
Yeah, that's what they want, man. You know, it's like, you know, I got co-workers that are fucking hardcore lefties, and you know, I used to just fucking not talk to them because basically because you're not allowed to beat the shit out of people at work, and I didn't even feel like arguing. You know what I mean? It's like, but now, I mean, I talk to them. I'm just a weird dude. Like, it takes like fucking 4 years to get to know me before I fucking actually start talking to people, but like, there's people I work with, I've worked with for 4 years, and I don't even know their fucking name. But, like, once you talk to people, it's like, you got a lot more in common than you have to argue about. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be fucking, nobody wants their food poisoned. You know, nobody wants depopulation.
Nobody wants high gas prices. Nobody wants expensive ass groceries. Like, today I bought new underwear. Dude, a four pack is $20.
Okay.
Like, what's it made out of? Like, petroleum?
Everything's made out of petroleum. All the fucking pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't remember whitey tighties being that expensive back in the day.
Yeah, man, everything's going up.
I found that clip of the Hulkster doing the Trump-a-mania thing.
When he tore his shirt off?
Yeah.
Why, you want to share it?
No, I think people have seen it. I think we talk too much about Trump.
You're right.
Yeah.
Here's a clip from Baby Billy.
All right.
It says, it's a meme, really. It says, our parents in the 80s, whenever we tried to talk about them, about anything ever.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime-ins. Go on. Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
Oh, thank you there, Baby Billy. You said you missed him.
Yeah.
Should we play the commercial again? He is one of our sponsors.
He is, yep.
Maybe towards the end.
We use his products all the time.
Oh, yeah. Baby Billy's health elixir.
Why does he make it? Does he make any money off of it?
Hell no, he's selfless. Hell, after he pays all his lab coats and scientists, it's a wash. We love you, Baby Billy.
So I want to share this picture with you.
All right.
But so this is a picture of the shooter. This will be the last thing, hopefully, about the Trump thing, but this is about the shooter.
Ah, see, you said we were talking about Trump too much. Now you're bringing him up.
Yeah. But this is about, like, how controllable the narrative can be. You know, this could also goes into MKUltra. This also goes into cloning people. So this is two people side by side. One of them is the shooter. The other one is another politician. Check this out. Elizabeth Warren has been mysteriously MIA these past few days. That's all. Can you see the resemblance?
Yes. Hey, that reminds me of I seen a meme about that. It says, how much of a conspiracy theorist are you? And then it showed a picture of Crooks and Elizabeth Warren next to each other. Also known as Pocahontas.
Yeah, she's native. Just like Kamala's African-American now.
Yeah. And she used to be what, Indian? Yeah. Well, actually, no, her mom is Indian, her dad's Jamaican. So she is both. But
are Jamaicans Africans?
I mean, basically, it's just like Haitians. Haitians been in Haiti for fucking ever, but they came from Africa, you know?
Okay. A lot of people on the eastern coast of Latin American countries, like, for example, in Nicaragua, our eastern coast, they're black, and they speak English and Creole.
But right.
They don't consider themselves African Americans. They consider themselves Nicaraguans.
Well, they came from Haiti because that's what they speak in Haiti is Creole. It's weird. It's weird how they fucking migrated and shit, but I gotta get another beer. I'm gonna pause it.
All right. I got a clip after that.
All right, we're back. What's up, Julio? What's going on?
So I wanted to share a clip about Elon Musk. Check out what he has to say. It's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, he has a son that is trans.
Oh, I heard about that. You talking about where he said they killed him or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hear nothing.
It ain't playing yet.
Okay.
Hold on.
Where I was...
There we go.
It happened to one of my older boys, where I was, essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion, you know, I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he
did. That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison. That's so I was tricked into doing this. It wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
all right. So the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. He's killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So that's what happened. Because Elon did a 180. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've heard parts of that, but not the whole interview. And it's like, yeah, man, that will fucking wait. So he never really explained. So he signed up for the, he signed his kid up for the puberty blockers and all that bullshit or what?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're trying to take away the parents' rights, you know, to have a say in that. It's,
oh, yeah. They're up in Canada, so especially up there. Jesus. You ain't got no fucking rights up there. And we got a lot of Canadian listeners, and I'm, you know, Trudeau's a cunt, but the citizens are fucking badass. Like, I'll never forget when they fucking did that trucker convoy up there, you know, and that's a hell of a lot more than anybody's done in fucking United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shit needs to happen a lot more. All right, I got.
You know, but not everybody's crazy though. Like, and
what do you mean crazy?
That, you know, that is trans or on some sort of the spectrum. When it comes to that, there are some sane people that agree with us more than agree with the minority. You know, those extremists.
I mean, yeah, I could see that, but it's just being pushed so fucking hard, man. People are just sick and tired of it. And it's because of the media. You know, it's like when you shove something down people's throat, they're going to get sick and tired of it. And they're going to fucking, eventually they're going to hit back. And that's what's fucking going on. You know, it's like, I just want to be left the fuck alone. You want to impose your will on me and make me fucking use pronouns and shit? You want to make me, okay, I wanted to be left alone. I'm like, it's like, fuck, remember the movie Rambo?
Yeah.
He wanted to be left the fuck alone, and they wouldn't fuck, the cops wouldn't leave him alone. And then he fucking destroyed the whole fucking police force in that little shit town. You know what I mean? People just want to be left the fuck alone. And when that doesn't happen, eventually something's going to happen back to you. You know? And I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. All right, hold up. I got a clip. I don't know what it is, but I saved it. So we're switching gears right now.
This is Hitler, and this is also AI-enhanced colorized. So when we would hear Hitler speak, you know, I was like, we got to crush the enemies and kill the Jews. That's all I thought it was. I hear that, I get terrified.
Oh, yeah, because all of German sounds terrifying.
Right. It's such an aggressive language, yeah. You know, and when you hear Hitler yelling it, it's so aggressive.
Right.
And then when, you know, you hear what he's actually saying, you're like, oh, this is like a regular politician.
When the German nation was, thanks to the inflation instigated and carried through by Jews, deprived of the entire savings which it had accumulated in years of honest work, when the rest of the world took away the German nation's foreign investments, when we were divested of the whole of our colonial possessions.
Bizarre, right?
Oh my God.
Very bizarre.
Wow.
Because we have these misconceptions, these preconceived notions, because of obviously all the evil things he actually wound up doing,
yeah,
which are real. This is Hitler, and this is also AI-enhanced
colorized. Jesus Christ.
So when we would hear Hitler speak,
I hate when it has that fucking music in the background. So like I told you, I do this shit at work on my breaks and shit, and it's got subtitles. So I'm like, all right, they're talking about Hitler. And I'm like, okay, this is some good shit. But then that when I actually play it, it's got that gay ass music in the background. And I'm just like, I basically want to fucking pick up my fucking computer monitor and throw it against the fucking garage door.
Yeah, I don't like those.
But whatever, man.
Yeah. Hey, so you ever hear me talk about, I shared a clip with you where it shows that an iPhone takes a picture of you every 30 seconds.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, so I found this clip about Pitbull. I don't like Pitbull. I don't know why I don't like
Where him. Is he
like
from?
Cuba.
Yeah, but he's probably mostly in Florida.
Yeah. Well, he's Mr. Worldwide. but this is kind of I found it interesting because apparently he still uses a BlackBerry instead of an iPhone, and he explains why that is, and it makes sense to me. Hold on 1 second.
Famous stories is what? It's Adam and Eve. Mm. What did Eve bite? Apple. She bit the apple. Look at the logo on your fucking phones. It's a bitten apple.
That's crazy. You know what I said on the rhyme? I said, two hands holding your phone. It's like you pray to it. Yeah. But think about it. Like, that's what you're actually doing. You're actually sitting there and praying to this device.
It's a cell phone, baby. It's a cell phone for a reason. You're prisoner to the phone. You're in a cell. Phone away. I'm sitting on a BlackBerry, dog.
What?
Yeah, you think I'm playing with shit?
Yeah.
Hell no.
So how do you avoid it?
Like, what kind of phone is that?
Is that a BlackBerry?
Watch out. I'm going to be on a flip phone next year.
Damn. So,
but you know what that allows me to do? It allows me to stay focused, and it doesn't allow noise to come. I'm not religious.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's you know that phones have a camera both in the front and the back?
Right. Yeah.
But what it is to take pictures of where you are at, to make maps of your house. It's just data collection.
Right. Absolutely. You know, but, absolutely.
You know, like the whole time that you're looking at the screen, that camera's facing you, mapping your face. You know, and we've talked about, like, them using, you know, like AI to make fake messages, you know, to say, you know, like, help, Grandma, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Shit like for that. Sure. Yeah.
You know, and that's just a small crime or something, or a small deceivement, but there could be greater ones. And, you know, all the kids are using these fucking things, and they're on it all day. And like they say in the video, like, when you're holding this, it's almost like you're praying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole different religion. I hate it.
I know, man. I just want to. I was one of the last ones to get a fucking cell phone. I think it was 2006. And my wife kept saying, we should get a cell phone. I'm like, no. I said, I don't even want my fucking house phone. You know?
<Yeah.
laughs> And then 1 year, it was fucking, I remember it was Valentine's Day. She got me a fucking one of these pay-as-you-go cell phones. Right? For Valentine's Day. And I'm like, all right, thanks, honey, you know. Of course, now I can't. You know, I got people texting me, but I can't text my wife. So I got her one. Of course I did. What the fuck? What kind of asshole would I be? You know, I'm not saying she planned it out, but she was ready to break into the cell phone community, right? And it started out as a pay as you go, and now it's a fucking a monthly payment. And it's, I don't think there's very few people out there that don't have one.
Yeah. It's a luxury to not have a cell phone.
I agree. I would love that. I'd love to have even a flip phone. I actually ordered one on eBay. And then when it got here, it was so fucking old that it couldn't connect to any of the fucking networks.
There's companies that make like really like almost like brick phones with no cameras, no fucking social media. This is just to make calls, maybe receive a message. That's it.
You know what? We should start a fucking phone company, a flip phone company. I'd like to see what kind of pushback we would get from the government. You know what I mean? Like, all right, there's no fucking tracking on this motherfucker.
No updates.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
The conspiracy soldiers.
Welcome to Conspiracy Soldiers
Cellular.
Cellular.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. You know what? This dude, he's probably been messaging you too, this dude, the Rack on Instagram. Yeah. Well, I forget his real name. Tony Coat. All right. And he wants to come on the show too, but he posted something that I wanted to share, so here's this. Oh shit.
And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now, to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you shoot,
I like that.
Bill Hicks. I think he died, didn't he?
I do not know.
Yeah. He was a good dude, or he is a good dude. I don't know if he's alive or not.
No, he died in 94.
Yeah.
Damn, he was talking about this stuff back in 94.
Right.
Or before, who knows? And he was only 32 years old. I wonder if he was one of those people that they said, oh shit, you're taking money away from our ride. We spent a lot of money on this ride. And they took him out.
Did they say what he died from?
No, I do not know.
All right. Let me see.
Pancreatic cancer.
Jesus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know if you've been able to hear any other noises going on in my house. This time it's not my dogs. I want to give a huge shout out. And actually, Clem,
so
this is how much I support women. I just want to give a huge shout out to my wife who's actually up doing homework. She's switching. She wants to switch careers. And so she started taking classes, and she stays up till like 3 a.m. fucking, you know, finishing classes. She's passing them all. And I just admire that, you know. And yeah, just fucking awesome. I wish I could. I need to be more like her.
Good for you, Lisa. Hell try yeah. to motivate Julio. Ah, you're getting in with the feds, man. You're moving on up. Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
I mean, I joke around, but there are a lot of feds that listen to the show.
I know there's one named Michael right now listening, probably.
What are you talking about?
my coworker.
Oh. Oh, you mean the one with the parents that are feds?
Yeah.
I got one. I got a buddy that's a fucking with the Department of Defense. And I'll guarantee he's a fucking fed. But I mean, I'm talking about the ones we don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck's going on? Julio's interviewing with the feds, you know? Well, Julio's not his real name, so you're never going to fucking catch him. All right? I told you long. I slipped up on his first day on this podcast and called him Pedro. But his name's not Pedro either. All right.
Nor Dutch.
All right, hold up. I got to get another beer. All right, we're back. Another beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Hey, I'm out in the garage now, so I ain't got to walk as far.
Oh, that's where you get. You've been getting back to the desk a lot quicker.
Right. All right.
Hey, so you got a clip?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I was trying to look up the Kamala Harris and Biden debates against each other. All right, okay.
I do not believe you are a racist.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. All right. I gotta share it. Sorry, people. Jesus, fuck. Are you kidding me? All right, ready?
Ready.
I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and I was actually it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing.
Look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
But Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a
oppose.
Failure of states to integrate
no,
public
but,
schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost 2 decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a
so
local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step
now,
in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA, because that's there right. are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
Supported.
I do not believe you are a racist.
It's funny because Bernie was standing there in between them, and he was just had a look on his face like, You guys are both full of shit.
I used to like Bernie.
You know what? I mean, I never really I didn't get into politics until fucking, what was it, like 2016. And I'm going to tell you what happened. All I used to do was watch football and boxing and shit like that. And then Kaepernick. He got benched. And I knew he was a fucking pampered ass. He was a pampered ass white boy. Raised in a fucking white neighborhood. And you know, when you're a good football player in a neighborhood like that, the whole fucking town kisses your ass, right? And it wasn't until he got benched that he took a knee. And I fucking knew right away, like, I'm not stupid. This dude is throwing a fucking temper tantrum because he got benched. And then they interviewed him and he said it was something about police brutality. Like, nah, motherfucker. You're a spoiled ass white little bitch. They fucking threw a fit because you've been spoiled your whole life and you got benched. And that's what that fucking sitting down for the national anthem was about. And then something caught my eye that Trump was talking shit about Kaepernick, right? And I'm like, oh, shit. Wait, well, who's this dude? Who's this dude speaking the truth? You know what I mean? And then I was on Trump's ass from then on. Like, hey, if he's talking shit about Kaepernick, because that was after 8 years of Obama letting motherfuckers into the, you know, letting trannies into the women's restroom, you know, saying we have to be nice to everybody. We have to let this and that happen. And that's when I was like, oh, shit, I'm all in on Trump. You know, I'm not, it's not so much like that anymore. You know, so I really didn't get to hear a lot of what Bernie had to say because I haven't been into politics until 2016. You know? But
my political journey was a lot different. And I was thinking about this the other day when I was driving. So one of my first jobs, I think I was 22, 23, like professional jobs, not like, you know, like I've been working since I'm 15 or something, you know. But I was I worked for a labor union as a representative, and I met these people that were communist, but they didn't call themselves communist. They were the Socialist Party. and they gave me literature. Like, I really subscribed to all of this. Like, I was like, these guys are right. I really don't know. I think my mentality was young and very misled, I think, early on. But I remember the people I associated with were being called terrorists at that time, like domestic terrorists. And somebody pointed it out to me. And I looked a guy up, the main guy, and he's still on a terrorist list. He's a college professor.
Oh, yeah. Well, you associate with me, I'm probably on a fucking watch list, too. You know?
And then even after that, like, I remember even as back as 2018 maybe, working with somebody, and I had just got the Obama book that he came out with,
What do you mean he came out?
The book came out, not him. But I remember somebody telling me, like, dude, why are you reading that crap? And I kind of got offended by it. I'm like, I also read the Bush book. You know, like, I want to know both sides. And so my journey's kind of been, like, very, very mixed. And I find myself, like, a lot of Cubans in Miami because my family came from a communist country, a socialist country, battered by war and these false ideals.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit here.
Right, right.
You know, so
yeah.
They're
flooding the border, and it's like these people don't agree with your fucking politics. You think just because you're being nice to them and you're the one that let them over, they're going to fucking vote for you? No, that's not going to happen. They're fucking themselves.
Yeah.
Especially the Cubans, man. Those motherfuckers are hardcore. You think me and you are fucking conservative? Talk to a fucking Cuban. They got a fucking... They've already dug their own bunker and shit.
One thing I admire about Cubans and Puerto Ricans and a lot of like Central and Latin American people is they're so proud of where they come from.
Right.
Like the closer you get to the United States border, a lot of people want to lose where they're from. Not to talk shit about Mexicans, but I hate being called Mexican. Or assume that I'm Mexican. Like, it's offensive to me. Because, like, and the thing is, now I know the reason why. But, like, a lot of them, dude, they look like they just fucking walked off the farm, you know, from picking strawberries. And yet, you talk to them, and they're like, oh, I don't speak Spanish. Or, like, you're like, what's your name? Joseph Towers. When the real name is Jose Torres. they Americanize it, but it's because in the Cesar Chavez days, parents actually forced their kids to not speak Spanish to assimilate better.
Yeah, I used to work with a dude, and I mean, he was, I don't know, he's probably been over here for three generations, but his last name was Vallejo. And then, and you know, he's one of these, he kissed the boss's ass and shit, and he was trying to move up. But then finally a dude, we got a temp that came to work that went to school with him. And, my buddy, we called him Jesse, but his name was Jesus. But he was a fucking gangbanger in L.A., he had fucking tattoos on his face and shit. And so this dude went to the same high school as Vallejo. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's I know him from school. His name's such and such Volley Joe. Right? And then Jesus is like, what the fuck? You know? He was just one of these turncoats, like giving up all his heritage and shit. You know what I'm saying? To be accepted.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that was pushed by, like, I don't know, community standards or government influence. But there's been a lot of generations that lost out on their heritage. I mean, you should when you come to the United States learn English.
Right.
Should be a thing.
But it should be a dual fucking linguistic household. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why it's a melting pot. It's a mixing pot. You know, like assimilate, but also try to keep some of the individuality that you bring. I found a clip of Snowden that's pretty awesome.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Talking about how if you stick out, you will become non-normative.
How long is it? How long is the clip?
2 minutes.
All right, because I got to get another beer. I don't want to miss it, though.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm just going
to. It doesn't matter whether you're conservative. If you stick out. If
it's a little quiet.
You are going to become.
It is.
I don't know what's up with Twitter, dude.
Yeah, they might be actually, throttling down the volume on some of these things.
You should start using Instagram. That's where I get all my clips.
Yeah, I don't like Instagram. But so
I don't like Twitter.
Is warning that within 5 to 10 years, big data will track every aspect of our lives on the blockchain in order to create predictive behavioral models. These models will control whether or not you are given a loan, whether or not you will be hired for a new job, and how you participate in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So your behavior on your computer, on your phone, your shopping preferences, which can only be tracked through non-cash payments, right?
Right.
So paying with tap or cryptocurrency or digital cards or whatever, all of that shit is trackable. They call it convenience. Going back to the same thing with the cell phone cameras. Oh, how convenient to have cameras on both sides of your phone. No, it's a double-edged sword. It's not there for your convenience. It's there for
surveillance.
Surveillance. Yeah, right. That's fucked up. There's movies like that. But yeah, go get a beer.
All right, I'm going to pause it. God damn it. All right, we're back. God damn it. All right.
You need to move that fridge closer.
Maybe. I just fucking reorganized this garage, but I can do it again. I should have the fucking garage door open right now.
Perfect weather.
Well, there's no fucking cars going by. It's fucking 2:00 in the morning. The only cars going by are the cops. And they're fucking watching me anyway.
No helicopter surveilling from above?
No, not yet.
Hey, did you hear about do you know the Yellowstone Basin blowing up?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's Go ahead.
And then did you hear about that whale capsizing a boat?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Kind of all happened at like the same time.
I'll tell you what, Yellowstone, dude, if that motherfucker goes up, that's the end of the world.
Yep.
And it could happen any fucking day.
Yep. My wife is a big fan of the show Yellowstone, and she thinks that we could live on a ranch, so we entered this contest to live like a Dutton, and it's sponsored by Coors.
Nice.
It's like we both win.
Right, right. The dude in my platoon was from Texas. You know, people from Texas call it Coors. Coors.
Curds?
Coors beer. You know, Coors.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Coors.
I tried checking up on him, man. Last I heard, he got his third DUI, which in Texas, you know, they're pretty laid back. Like, they were the last state. They were the very last state to outlaw open container. Like, you could drive around in Texas with an open beer. As long as you weren't drunk, they wouldn't fuck with you. Like, cop could pull you over like, hey, what's going on? Driving around drinking a beer, what's up? Right? And but when you get your third DUI, it's an automatic 10 years. Automatic. So last I knew, this dude He was locked up for his third DUI. You know, every time I try to look somebody up for my platoon, they're fucking locked up in prison. I don't know what it is, man. I got a buddy from Florida. He's locked up. They're two of my closest friends, but they're fucking locked up.
Yeah. I've had some friends like that.
Yeah.
And but I've, like, for example, like I mentioned at the beginning, we have some new listeners.
Yeah.
One of them is, or some of them are people that I kind of like lost connection with for substance abuse issues.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like either something happened and we had to part ways because of their actions, or they parted ways with me because they got better and they didn't want me around them. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, like spoil fruit spoils other fruit. You know, yeah. Healthy fruit.
Bad influence.
Yeah. So I understood that, you know, like I would see them from afar. Not that I would stalk them, but I would, you know, every once in a while their name would pop in my head and I would, you know, like just look them up. And, you know, I saw their glow up and I'm proud of them. And I was very pleased recently that they gave me another chance. You know, we started just talking again. Because these were people that I went through some of the toughest shit with, you know.
Right. Yep.
And it's nice to see them getting better and their families growing, you know, them making better decisions. Yeah, my mom was telling me that my brother was very stressed out about work. And she told him, like, hey, maybe you should go make some pizzas and you might be as cool as a cucumber. She was referring to me. You know, but I think I needed to do that kind of like step back. And I did that after I went to rehab. And I think a lot of these guys kind of did the same thing. Yeah, we used to have better jobs. But sometimes going back to something basic and simple does something to a man.
I tell you, man. I'm telling you. I just want to live in the fucking woods, man. But I can't. Because I got a wife that I love and I got to take care of her. You know, and she wants all the finer things in life that I don't want, but I gotta give it to her. You know what I mean? So that's life, man. The Rockefellers have built this fucking society that way. And now, I mean, if you go back to like, now, my wife loves to watch Little House on the Prairie. But she would never... She watches that shit all the time. But she would never want to live that way. But why? You love watching the show. I can take you there. I can fucking build you a fucking cabin right now. And we'll go live that life. But... You know, she's already been Rockefellered, so it's too late.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually enjoy Michael Landon. I think he's cool. You know, like wholesome.
Yeah, well,
I actually enjoy Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, my wife loves that show. But you know what? You remember Laura, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when she got married, she was like fucking 14 or 15. The dude looked like he was 35.
No, not exactly.
I forget the dude's name. The dude that married Laura. And my wife got mad at me because I said, you know, I don't sit there and watch it with her, but I'll be going in to get a beer and see fucking scenes and shit. And I'll be like, that dude's a fucking pedophile. And she's like, stop it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like 14 years old, and he looks like he's fucking 40. But, like, I mean, I guess it's the way it was back then, man. I mean, I don't know. History's fucked. That's like me and you were talking about. You talk about the movie Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah.
I said, how old do you think Pocahontas was? You said 18. I said, bull fucking shit. She's probably like fucking 11. You know?
That's wild.
A lot of perverts back then. Well, they still are. They're just in politics now.
So I want to give a a tip out to some of our male listeners here. Actually, even the female listeners. Just because they're taken doesn't mean they're happy. DM them, check on them. Just do it.
What are you talking about?
All right, so it says just because she's taken doesn't mean she's happy. DM her and check on her. It's just some bad advice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you sent me that. That's stupid.
And then this one's for Clem. So you've heard of 420, right? The number one weed holiday?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know if you've heard of this one, but there's also 710, which is oil upside down or inverted holiday for concentrates. But now I'm introducing the following. On 8-1 as the edible holiday. I ate one. You ate one, right?
What? I don't get it.
So on August 1st, 8-1, which is coming up in just a couple of days, it's going to become the edible day. You know, there's the weed day. There's the weed concentrate day. Now there's an edible day. So
all right,
I ate one. You ate one. Right? I know, right. You don't smoke, so you don't get it. But right. I know Clem will.
Okay. I do got a weed clip. It's a funny one to close out. All right?
All right.
I do... White people make they edible so strong. What are you running from? Why am I tasting colors? I just wanted to go to Target. Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it. I'm not an astronaut. I do.
Sounds like you.
Right. No, man.
His eyes were not really red, so I don't know.
Yeah, he might have been faking. It was funny though.
It was.
But I did have so you know my wife's Christian and stuff, and I don't know. One of my buddies at work gave me some bag of edibles, and I said, "All right, I'm gonna stop drinking. You know, 2 or 3 days a week, and just take edibles." And I was the biggest piece of shit ever.
Why?
All I wanted to do was sit in a fucking chair and watch TV. I get so much more done when I'm drinking. Like, my wife was, she's like, okay. And I'm just sitting there watching TV, like, barely moving. And then I kind of got out of it, and kind of got back on drinking every night. And then I said something to her, like, I'm like, hey, I'm going to start taking edibles again and stop drinking. She's like, no, I don't want you to. I'm like, all right.
That's funny. Dude, I forget where this clip is, but I've been kind of been not wanting to talk about this, but I found some shit out about beer.
Ah. What about it?
There's so many chemicals sprayed on this shit.
Oh my God.
That it leaches into the beer.
I'm sure. Hey, what doesn't it do that to, though?
Yeah, but hops are sprayed extra. So if it, like yeast also gets sprayed.
Everything. What doesn't?
So this is part of the strategy through beer to feminize us.
Well, it's not working.
I know it's not. It's not what I wanted to hear. I know it's not what I want to believe. But I'm like, I remember watching the clip and I got mad. I was like angry.
Nah, I don't believe it. If anybody is fucking masculine, it's me. All right, I'm fucking. I don't know, man. But I mean, we're all getting affected. We really are. You go back 200 years. Those men back then would probably fucking look at us like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're a fucking pussy. You know?
Yeah. That reminds me of, we always talk about the dental industry. So I saw this clip of a guy that ever since he was 8 years old, he's never brushed his teeth. He uses hydrogen peroxide. And he still has all his teeth. He's like 67 or something nowadays.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it's kind of like, he's like, what's the point of toothpaste? What's the point of going to the dentist? It makes no sense.
Yeah, man. I think half of the reason that we have cavities and shit is because of the shit they're putting in our food.
And the chemicals that they're putting into the toothpaste, like if you put Crest toothpaste on a toothbrush and take it to a rusted, like, chrome bumper, it'll shine the shit out of it. What do you think it's doing to your enamel?
Right,
it's
right.
Wearing it down. I mean, the enamel is the protective defense, you know, given by God.
Right.
And you're eroding it. Making it susceptible to the sugars and all the shit that they put in it.
I don't use toothpaste. I use mouthwash. But now they're saying there's a new thing coming out that says fucking mouthwash is raises your blood pressure. It's like, fuck you people, man. I can't keep track with all this bullshit.
When you go to the dentist, they take your blood pressure.
Yeah, why? That don't make no fucking sense.
Exactly. And if it's too high, they will not work on you.
There you go. All right, I got one more. It's J.D. Vance, the racist Care Bear.
This guy is the CIA. Okay. I mean, whatever people might say about him, like him, don't like him, he was a never-Trumper in 2016. People say, well, maybe he's changed, maybe he hasn't. Fundamentally, it doesn't matter. And I don't know why nobody's talking about his very suspicious ascendancy. He only became a politician last year, okay? He got sat in the U.S. Senate January 2023. It is July 2024. Now he's the vice president. Nobody's talking about that. And where was he before he was in the Senate? He was running a company that was funded by Peter Thiel, who is his mentor. Peter Thiel, who runs Palantir, that provides software as a service to the CIA, NSA, all the intelligence agencies, the Pentagon. And this guy's involved with all those tech companies, all those national security tech companies. So the guy's literally, and he got $15 million from Peter Thiel in his super PAC when he ran. And he's the one that brokered the Silicon Valley fundraiser with David Sachs for Trump back in June. So people are talking about assassination insurance. They say Trump's got to pick a vice president that they're going to be afraid to kill Trump because they'll be terrified of who comes as the successor. It's the opposite. This guy's CIA. This is like Lyndon Johnson. This is like George Bush. The guy comes from Yale Law School. He's a Marine. He worked for American Enterprise Institute. If you don't know what that is, look it up. All the people from AEI, they're all neocons and neoliberals. They all push for the war in Iraq. And like I said, Vance got $15 million from Peter Thiel, who is the founder of PayPal, and then Palantir. And if you don't know what Palantir is, look that up too. Peter Thiel also provided the money for Clearview AI, which is selling their facial recognition software to law enforcement, which was used to identify people at the U.S. Capitol. They scrape images of faces from all the social media companies. And all the social media companies sent a cease and desist letter. They said, stop data scraping. Clearview AI has 10 billion images of people's faces, and they sell it to law enforcement to identify people. Palantir, which is Peter Thiel's company, uses predictive methods to predict who will become a dissident, who will become a criminal. They sell their software, like I said, NSA, CIA, FBI, foreign governments, State of Israel, and they have deep ties to the Mossad and to the Israeli military. CEO is a Jew named Alex Karp. So when J.D. Vance comes in, you're getting the PayPal mafia, you're getting Palantir, you're getting the NSA, the CIA, because Palantir is deeply embedded with all of them. They do $100 million contracts with the Pentagon, like I said, with the U.S. intelligence community. And that's who's funding J.D. Vance. Allegedly, Trump was called by Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, number of other people on Monday, urging him to pick Vance. And Tucker, of course, father ran Voice of America, which is like a U.S. intelligence propaganda outlet during and after the Cold War. So Tucker's dad is a Fed. Tucker says he lived down the street from the guy that killed Mossadegh in the 50s in Iran. So I don't trust any of them. I don't trust any of it. It's very suspect. And basically, the moment that Trump tapped Vance, I said, it's over. And here's the problem. Vance is going to exert major control over the presidential transition. So when Trump picks the team that is going to do the hiring for the 5,000 people, the 5,000 jobs that turn over from one administration to the next, Vance has buttered up Susie Wiles. He's buttered up Don Jr. Vance is going to be picking a lot of those jobs. And Vance is connected to National Conservatism, which is run by Yoram Hazony. National Conservatism, which is partnered with American Moment. And American Moment has their own personnel database. So you're going to witness, during the transition, all of the Thiel people, all of these Palantir people, the Yarvin's very close to Vance, they're all coming into the administration. Ken Howery, who was the ambassador to Sweden and did work with 5G. Guys like Mike Benz, who does an interview with the Mossad CEO of PragerU. They don't talk about Israeli intelligence. All these people are coming in. So I think that, and this is sort of what I was saying at the beginning of the night, you have Trump as a symbol, but then you have Trump in reality. And Trump in reality has become, unfortunately, a Trojan horse. I think Trump is a remarkable human being, and that's great. But he is, in effect, a Trojan horse because he's being elected as this iconic symbol. But he's bringing with him Vance, Susie Wiles, Mike Johnson, all these feds. This guy is the CIA.
Yep. So, nobody's coming to save us, Julio.
No, I mean, it's all theatrics, and like we said in the beginning of the episode, we can't really trust anything, and they're all actors. I mean, we talked about last episode that JD has a company that does like blood transfusions from young people to old people.
Fucking creep.
Yeah.
And, all right, we're going to have to vote for Clem. Stump, yep. Not Trump.
Yep. Stump, not Trump.
Hey, that reminds me. So, I had a bunch of buddies back home that they were, none of them had jobs. They just fucking would go fucking doing drugs and shit all over the fucking place. They went down to Southern Ohio, and somebody named Fox was running for judge, right? And it was like a gavel. The thing was shaped like a gavel, and it just said Fox for judge. And I came home from work one day, and they stole all these fucking yard signs out of people's yards in Southern Ohio and put them in my front yard. And I got home, there was like a bunch of fucking signs that said Fox for judge. All right, I think we're done here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Rolling a joint?
No, I dealing with some work stuff. You know, in my transition here, because I am transing.
Are you trans?
I'm a day dem. I'm just looking out for my coworker. She had a question. I told her, hey, text me, don't call me because I'm on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, this might have been the last drunk episode ever because Julio's infiltrating the feds. All right, so any questions?
Who says I was drunk?
What's that?
Who says I was drunk?
No, I'm drunk. I seen you drinking 40s over there. Milwaukee Ice.
They're full of water.
Yeah, sure they are. Who fucking takes the time to fill a 40 with water?
So, actually, that's funny. So, when I went to rehab, one of the strategies I used was exactly that. So, back then, Milwaukee's Best Ice was being sold in a plastic bottle. So what? The cap was, yeah, in a plastic bottle, a 40 ounce.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. This is during Trump. So petroleum wasn't that expensive. So they could make a lot of plastic.
All right.
But then they switched it back to glass. But my strategy back then was to keep a bottle. I think my addiction was, you know, like how people just shoot up. They don't get addicted necessarily to the drug. I mean, they do. But they also get addicted to the process, the procedure. I really don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
I think I got used to, like, the handling. So I kept the bottle, and I would keep filling it up with water. Kind of psychological bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I get it. It's like when I quit drinking, I'll drink soda water, because it's got, you know what, that motherfucker's got more of a burn than any fucking beer. I mean, you take Natty Light, it's got a little bit of a burn when you drink it, you know, the carbonated. But when you drink fucking soda water, that shit fucking burns. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll come down here to the garage and get ready to leave for work. And I'll be thirsty. And I'll be like, all right, let me get a soda water real quick. And I'll take one out of the fridge. That motherfucker burns, dude. That's a nice burn.
That might be interesting. That might be worth checking out. What is that?
Seltzer water.
Seltzer water.
Kroger. Okay. Kroger. Seltzer water. I got. Hold up. Never mind. I'll show you after. All right, we're gonna shut this fucking popsicle stand down. All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Send us an email. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. All right. And the phone number, 31 Flu Frog 6, FLU, as in the Wuhan flu. All right. China. All right. So, you got anything? What do you got?
Yeah. So, my last conspiracy is that I don't trust elevators. They're always up to something.
Man, come on with all them dad jokes. I wish I had a Jew joke, but I don't.
Oh, my God. You said it.
I like doing Jew jokes at the end.
I'm not racist, so I don't do that. Shit. But, no, for real, like...
Hey, I'm not racist. I'm part Jewish, but you hate Jews. I don't think you're crazy about blacks either.
Oh, my Lord. What makes you say that?
It's just the notion I get.
I may or may not have a black child out there.
I might, too.
but I will neither confirm it nor deny it. I plead the fifth. I don't know. Anyways, but thanks for all the new listeners. Honestly, like,
yeah, the numbers are going up, dude. For real, that ain't no lie.
You know, and Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm. I don't really get on there very much, but you can reach out there.
I know. I send you all the fuck. I every time I got something to send you on Instagram, I send it to Garlic Parm, but you don't respond because you're on your other fucking Instagram.
Yeah, I tend to use the other one more, but
well, fuck you then.
Maybe you should adjust, but no, I think. It's okay to disagree. I appreciate Clem taking the time to listen and have an opinion. And I would take a bullet for you too, Clem. And I appreciate you saying what you said. And that's really the beauty of America, you know, that we can all have our voice. And it's a country that's hated so bad that people don't even want to leave it.
Right.
You know,
they talk about it, but they never do, right?
They never do. So.
And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And Clem and Fupa, we love you guys, man.
Yep. And the general.
The general Lee. Andy. Hey. I don't think we should argue about politics because that's what they want. You know? It's like... They're trying, it's divide and conquer. They want to keep us divided. You know, and if that fucking Trump earshot was fake, that just goes to show that this is all bullshit. Because that's one of the, I mean, if that motherfucker's ear isn't fucked up, then where the fuck, what happened? Where did that fucking blood come from? Was it pro wrestling? I mean, he was involved with fucking McMahon and them.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Is Vince McMahon running it?
Yeah. Come on. Vince McMahon is one of the biggest pieces of shit ever. He is a fucking scumbag.
Linda McMahon is really into the RNC.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what, man? But we've been going for like fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, you're right. All right. It's been a minute, and we had a lot of shit to talk about.
I know, and shit is getting weird out there. It's like fucking Idiocracy combined with the WWF. I can't fucking do it. I don't even want to watch. I don't want to watch news, so I get my news from podcasts. But they show me the fucking shit that's on the news. So I'm sick and tired of it. I don't want to hear this shit anymore. I don't give a fuck about Trump. I don't want to see Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off. You know? I don't know, man.
You just want to watch the Olympics.
No, I will not fucking watch the Olympics ever again.
The 33rd Olympic.
I don't give a fuck.
Isn't that interesting? 33rd Freemasonry.
Yeah, well,
but that'll be for another time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and germs, thanks for listening. And, you know, tell your friends, please, and give us good reviews and all that shit. And we'll see you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.